spin. I forgot who's next. Oh, Charlie. Charlie Cannell is next. Woo!
Funny thing to mention, puking.
Wow. That gets involved.
It needs to be a theme.
All right, let's try and figure out this whole Google Docs bullshit.
Google Drive.
All right, and just so you know, I'm Charlie Cannell. If you go to irrationalanger.com, you can read about me bitching about random shit. Like, nothing. I bitch about everything there is. Go there. Good blog. All right. A few years back, I was having dinner with my parents. We started reminiscing about our favorite family vacations. We all agreed that the trip to Hawaii was amazing, and that despite Carlsbad Caverns, our road trip through West Texas and New Mexico was comfortably in last place. Then I announced to the table my all-time favorite family vacation was the 2001 road trip to the Badlands. My dad looked at me, very confused, when my mom started laughing. Charlie, you didn't even come on that trip. You stayed home and... Oh, shit. I know what you're talking about. That week, my parents' house had become a flop house for everyone I knew, as well as a couple people I did not know. At one point, my parents called. They talked to 7 people before someone remembered that I had gone out to sell Cutco knives to someone and I would not come back until later. I wish I could say there was an all-out Roman Bacchanalia for the whole week. But really, we played an asinine amount of Tony Hawk Pro Skater and Tiger Woods Golf, listened to a lot of shitty punk rock, and drank a lot of Captain Morgan's private stock in Coke, which tastes like Dr. Pepper. By Friday, my core group of friends had probably slept about 15 hours for the week, and we were starting to drag. But we had to stay frosty. The real party was that night. I'm proud to say that that party is the closest we ever came to reenacting a John Hughes movie. The house was packed. There were shenanigans taking place all over. A drunk friend of ours kept making unwanted passes at my buddy Mike. So he switched clothes with his brother to throw her off the scent. And it worked. Someone drove our lawnmower into the cornfield across the street, which I found 8 days later. A couple defiled my bathroom until I started serenading them with a song about what I assumed was happening behind the closed door. When they stormed out, they were laughing too hard to even be angry. But the star of the whole party was my buddy Fran. A little background on Fran. Fran was metrosexual before that was a word. He is the most impeccably dressed man I've ever encountered. While I wore shitty ripped up NoFX t-shirts, he wore fucking Prada. He also tended to soak himself in cologne and spend an inordinate amount of time on his hair. So naturally, we made fun of this relentlessly. Every time he would just flip his hair and go, "Come on, guys." Fran was the most straight-laced of all of my friends, so it was a bit odd to see him in full party mode. At this point, he was doing shots of SoCo and chasing them with hot dogs. Not the best idea. After a couple hours of him doing this, he came up to me and yelled, "Hey, how's that song go? Something, something, I'm a Damus." sure he was referring to Rock Me Amadeus, but we never knew. We never found out. After many, many more drinks, we were all sitting on the driveway, and Fran started to list to one side, and then he projectile vomited. Just an amazing amount of vomit, just flowing out. He gets up, acknowledges nothing, and says, "Not cool, Zeus." Not cool. At this point, I laughed my ass off and left him to his own devices. The next morning, I come out, squinting from the rising sun, trying to figure out if I'm hungover or possibly drunk, or both hungover and drunk, as I start to collect all the beer cans. Now, these beer cans we would throw out in the church dumpster down the road so as to hide them from my parents. At this time, I looked and smelled like death. The night had ruined my ass, as it had most of the people who were there. And then I see, waking up and peeling himself off the driveway, was Fran. His clothes were not the slightest bit wrinkled. Every single hair on his head was in place. He smelled delightful. Fran had spent the night reveling in a way that would have awed Charles Bukowski, and he came out of it looking better than I ever will. Realizing I had been bested, I vowed to never mock his fashion skills again. A vow I kept for almost 4 hours. I knew my parents weren't naive, and they were fully aware that I had a party, you know, when they came home. But they still acted nonchalant when they arrived. They surveyed the house. I knew they were looking to try and catch me. But it was clean. Everything was good. At dinner that night, my mom said, "How was your party?" I acted just fucking indignant. I'm like, "Damn it. Where did you even find a beer can? I cleaned the shit out of this house." And my mom said, "You did an amazing job cleaning. In fact, the house is much cleaner than when we left." "And there is only one reason you would have cleaned the fucking house. Next time, don't bother."
Half of this episode's theme was vomit. That's pretty sweet.